We're looking to the sky on this edition of the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. My topic is the Bear Dark Sky Observatory. It's SAMSCOPE and more that's associated with Maitland Community College. Providing the details, my guest is Beth Morris, who serves as Marketing Director of the college. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
For those who may not know, where is Maitland Community College located, and provide some brief information?
Sure. Maitland Community College is located, our main campus is in Mitchell County, which is Spruce Pine, and we also have satellite campuses in Burnsville and Newland, which is Avery and Yancey counties, and that's our service area. And we do a lot of different educational opportunities, from curriculum programs where students can earn those degrees, to also the continuing education, to public service training. So we're helping our EMS and our fire departments gain the training that they need. We cover a lot of different areas.
The Bear Dark Sky Observatory, it's located within what's called the Earth to Sky Park. And is that located on campus?
It is actually what was called the Energy Exchange for several years prior to our changing it to the Earth to Sky Park this past summer. And the Energy Exchange has a whole history in itself. We kind of inherited that and have taken on that facility that is located at 66 Energy Exchange Drive in Burnsville. So it's a couple of miles past our Mitchell campus. Kind of sits on the Avery-Mitchell County line. It's actually connected to the transfer station, and part of the Energy Exchange was a place where they used methane gas to help when the gas blowers needed to use their furnaces and also kilns for the potters. And so it was kind of like an art incubator at one point, and methane is running out right now, so it's not as efficient as it was before. So now we're looking at doing something different with that location and that facility. And one of the things that we found out is that it was a perfect place for an observatory.
Well, let me ask you, when did the observatory start? Give us kind of an idea of what its layout looks like.
The observatory finally was finished this summer. It's been an ongoing project for a couple of years now, and one of the main reasons is that it was privately funded, so all of this is donation-based, so we're so thankful to our communities for helping support this, that it is named for Warren and Lisa Bear, who gave substantial amount of funds to help make this a reality. It sits on top of a mountain at 2,736 feet, and there is a 360-degree view from the observatory of just mountains. And one of the best parts about this, I think, oh, you're beside a transfer station. But the thing is that because it is beside a transfer station, nobody can build. There's no construction that can go on around this facility. And so our mountain views are kind of protected because of that. First off, during the daylight hours, a beautiful place to come and sit and visit and see some beautiful mountain views. And sunsets have been gorgeous up there, of course, waiting for the dark skies to come. But it's just a really peaceful place. Once you go inside, it's just kind of just a long rectangle building. The roof will roll back, so the roof completely pushes back off the building. And there is our telescopes. And we have the 34-inch diameter SAMSCOPE. When you first look at it, it's almost the size of a small car. I was able to look through it this summer. It's almost too powerful to really kind of see the moon because the moon ends up being so close. You see the shadowing on the craters because it is that strong. And it's just awesome to see the dips and the shading on the moon with that. We also got to look at a couple of planets and their moons, and it just depends on the time of year that you're up there, what you can see and what's available to be seen better at certain times of the year. We're actually offering classes up there. We had an astrophotography class that were taking pictures of the Milky Way and using this telescope, and also using the 14-inch telescope that we have up there as well. So there's two options to view the dark skies.
You have painted a great picture of what the SAMSCOPE and the observatory is like on the mountain, and it sounds like it's just a tremendous location. One more thing about the SAMSCOPE, how did it get its name? I understand it's related to a special individual.
It is the SAMSCOPE. It was made available through a donation of the Phillips Family Foundation and made in memory of Samuel Phillips, who was just a very strong supporter of Maitland Community College through the years. It's one of the largest telescopes in the Southeast. that's dedicated to dark skies and is also available to the public. And that's really important because a lot of the larger telescopes are research-based or offered at observatories that have, it's only for research and people to come in and do that type of work. This is also for public use and open to the public. So we're very thankful to the Samuel L. Phillips Family Foundation, such a supporter of Mellon Community College, the Bear family, with the Phillips Family Foundation, with other people who made individual donations to make this a reality. This is a project where the community really came together.
Tell us, what is the IDA and what does that mean? I understand the observatory is IDA certified.
International Dark Sky Association certified site. A whole application process that we had to go through to be considered to be a certified dark sky. For those out in the astronomy world, that is a really important piece to being able to see what you want to see. That means there's less light pollution, there's less outside light disturbing your views. And so that's a really important piece for our observatory, and we're very excited that that's part of what we can offer to our communities.
IDA certified, the SAM scope, which is one of the largest of its kind in the Southeast, the location and the setting. A lot of reasons someone may want to check out the Bear Dark Sky Observatory. Certainly a place for student learning, education. Members of the community can come and experience what it's like to view the marvels and mysteries of our universe. Beth, in wrapping up, tell our listening audience, for anyone who would like to know more, is there a phone number, is there a website that they could check it out?
Sure, we have a website, and it actually has a calendar of community viewing evening events. Check that out and see if there's an evening that will work for you to come out and experience the Bear Dark Sky Observatory, and that is at www.mayland.edu/observatory, and you can make your reservations right there on that website and also view the information on ticket prices. There's also group rentals available, so if you had a community organization that wanted to rent it out, you're welcome to do that. We've had a couple of family reunions this summer. Enjoy the stars, too. Or you can always call us at 828-766-1214.
All about the Bear Dark Sky Observatory of Mellon Community College. That's been our topic this week. I want to thank again our guest, Beth Morris, who's the marketing director at Mellon Community College.
Thank you for having me.
That's this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. My name is Paul Foster. A reminder, they're also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org.